Harper Audio presents Subterranean by James Rollins, performed by John Maher. Copyright 1999 by Jim Jackowski. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Prologue. Mount Erebus, Antarctica. Blue ice encased the continent from horizon to horizon, scoured to a gritty shine by gale-force winds ripping shards across the frozen landscape. Nothing lived on the surface, except for grimy patches of yellow lichen, far older than any of the men stationed at McMurdo Base. 2 miles below Mount Erebus, through glacier, permafrost, and granite, Private Peter Wombly wiped sweat from his eyes. He dreamed of the fridge in his bunk room stocked with a case of Coors. "This place is insane. Damned blizzard up top, and hotter than a hooker's snatch down here."
"If you quit thinking about it, it wouldn't be so bad," Lieutenant Brian Flatterly replied. He loosened his hand lantern from the transport motorcycle. "Let's go. We've got 3 more relays to calibrate before the end of this shift."
Peter grabbed his lantern and clicked it on, spearing the cavern with a blade of light, and followed.
"Hey, watch your step there," Brian said, pointing his light at a crevice in the cavern floor.
Slipping past the black slit, Peter eyed it suspiciously. Since he'd arrived 3 months ago, he had learned a healthy respect for these honeycombed caverns. He leaned over the edge and pointed his light down the crevice. It seemed to go straight to the bottom of the world. He shivered, wondering if hell had a doorway.
"Wait up!"
"I'm going to proceed to the relay," Brian said, pulling a transport sled into position at the lip of the tunnel. "You've got a 5-minute break until I return." Peter secretly sighed in relief. He hated those wormholes, as the troop had nicknamed the smooth, undulating passages, with diameters so small that a man could barely crawl through them. Only the motorized sleds made transport from cavern to cavern possible through the wormholes. Like a boy on a toboggan, Brian sprawled belly down on the sled, head pointing toward the mouth of the tunnel. He engaged the throttle, the engine's roar echoing off the walls, doubling and tripling decibel levels. With a final thumbs up, Brian shoved the throttle forward. The sled shot into the narrow tunnel. Peter crouched down to watch Brian's departure. The lights faded as the sled roared around a distant curve. After a few moments more, even the sound of the sled whined down to nothing. Peter was alone in the cavern. Using his lantern, he checked the time. Brian should be back in 5 minutes. He smiled. Maybe even 20 minutes if he needed to disassemble the communications relay and replace some parts. That gave him more than enough time. He slipped a joint from his vest pocket. Peter set down his lantern and rotated it for wide dispersal to illuminate the area. Then he leaned back against the cavern wall, fetched a match from his pocket, and struck a flame. He inhaled sharply on the narrow joint. Leaning his head back, he savored the smoke deep in his chest. Suddenly, the sound of scraping rock echoed across the cavern. Shit! Peter choked on the smoke and grabbed his light. He searched the open space, sweeping his lantern back and forth. No one. Just an empty cavern. He listened, straining, but heard nothing more. The shadows kept jumping in the lantern light. All at once, it seemed a lot colder and a lot darker. He glanced at his watch. 4 minutes had passed. Brian should be heading back by now. He stamped the joint out. It was going to be a long wait. Brian Flattery closed the panel on the side of the communication station. The unit checked out fine. Only 2 more relays to check. His support staff could have handled these routine tests, but this was his baby. The minor static was a personal affront to his expertise. Just a little fine-tuning, and everything would be perfect. He crossed over to the idling sled and slipped into position. He twisted the throttle into gear and ducked his head a bit as he rode into the tube. Like being swallowed by a serpent, he thought. The smooth walls flew past his head, the headlamp guiding him forward. After a minute, the sled slipped from the tunnel into the cavern where he had left Peter. Brian cut the engine. He glanced around. The cavern was empty, but a familiar scent lingered. Marijuana. "God damn it!" he exclaimed. Yanking himself from the sled, he raised his voice. "Private Wombly, get your ass back here on the double!" His words echoed off the walls. There was no answer from Peter. Searching the cavern with his lantern, Brian turned up nothing. The 2 motorcycles they had used to travel here were still in place across the cave. Where was that bastard? He marched toward the cycles. His left boot slipped in a wet...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?